Welcome to the Jay Porks Podcast. Coming to you straight out of Staten Island, New York. Bringing you a weekly episode with the finest music news and whatever else is going on in Jay's life. Thank you so much for listening. Without further ado, here's Jay.
Inauguration Day. There was two people standing side by side. There was one guy with his family and the other guy with his family. And I just want to let you know that when Trump was standing next to Obama, the guy with three kids by three different women was the white guy. Mic drop. I was reading the Bible in school the other day. I picked up this book. Let me check this out. Yo, shit is lit, fam. Shit is lit. Like, I was reading it. Like, I was scanning the Bible for, like, Easter Bunny and Christmas. And I didn't find that. But I also didn't find abortion.
There's other reasons to vote than your own selfish, fat needs.
Okay? Today, a young man on acid realized that all matter is merely energy condensed to a slow vibration. That we are all one consciousness experiencing itself subjectively. There's no such thing as death. Life is only a dream, and we're the imagination of ourselves.
One more time for the bigots in the back. Not my president. Instead of being cool and casting your Green Party vote and casting your third party vote, why don't you, instead of being cool, be alive? Why don't you, instead of being cool, understand the ramifications of what you've done?
What is the word, people? Welcome back into another action-packed edition of the Jay Porks Podcast. I am Jay Porks, with me, as always, on the other side of the glass, making sure this is a well-oiled podcast machine. Every week is the ever-popular Nobody. So what goes on, peeps? Couple of things. I can't talk about two things at once. But there's things going on. This is going to be a quick one. I'm recording this Monday night. Monday afternoon. I'm going to try to get this out tonight. First of all, fun weekend at Walker Stalker with my lovely girlfriend Amanda and Kiki and Brian and Phil. And I met Norman Reedus. And some people are going to say that that's awesome. Okay. So, we do have some new radicals invading the world. It's not new radicals, it's old radicals. Let's just say it together, okay? Radical white American terrorism. radical white American terrorism. Radical white American extremists. Radical white American people who believe in a white God, religion nut, terrorism. Okay, can we just say it together? So everybody understands what's actually going on here in this society? All right, Las Vegas. Las Vegas is still happening right now. The news is trickling in. Last checked, this is Monday as of press time right now, like 1:30 in the afternoon Eastern. We got at least 200 people hurt. We got at least 50 people dead. And we got an old white guy who committed the biggest mass shooting spree in the history of this country. And it's not like it's a weird thing, because everyone's throwing around the term desensitized. Oh, we're desensitized to this. I just don't see how anyone who lives in a society can be desensitized to mass murders. But they happen so often in this country, and you get what you give. And what you give is you give people guns in America. That's what you do. How many times are we going to have a responsible gun ownership discussion? How many times are we going to have a gun control discussion before something gets changed? Before people stop? Before people kill more people? This is crazy. We've got Americans in Las Vegas, not even only Americans, Las Vegas is a tourist attraction. There's millions of people there from different, you know, parts of the world. And some guy, some white guy, some American white guy who worships a god who he thinks is white. Some white terrorist, white American terrorist opened fire and killed over 50 people as of last count. And we're going to sit here and try to say, oh, well, you can't turn this into a political issue. Let me tell you something. Not turning this into a political issue is what is turning this into a murderous issue and a terrorism issue every day and a dangerous issue. Okay? We don't need more people to have guns. It needs to be hard to get guns. End of story. Other countries do it. Like, I love how, you know, all these other countries have things like no guns, healthcare, all these things, and they're all still countries. And we sit here in America, and oh no, you can't infringe on the rights of people. Second Amendment. Saw an idiot the other day, he's like, if Hillary Clinton was elected, you would have had been given back your guns already. You would have been walking up and giving away your guns back to the government. I wish they would. Maybe then people wouldn't get shot. And earlier I saw the Daily Mail. I don't know if it was the Daily Mail. Actually, now that I think about it, I was at work. And after this white American terrorist, after he, you know, was caught, I saw a thing that said ISIS claims responsibility for the Vegas shooting. Now, sorry. I'm sorry that I'm not going to buy that for 1 second. ISIS is like that kid in school that every time anyone says they have something cool, he claims to also have the same exact thing but better at his house that you can never go to and you can never see it. So wait, so ISIS is recruiting 67-year-old white men now to do their killing? I don't think that that's the target demographic for a terrorist organization in the Middle East. Okay. I think that certain administrations that are under fire for colluding with foreign governments in order to claim power in a country, I think certain individuals like that create distractions and would love if there was some way to blame this on brown people. Any brown person. I'm surprised the story didn't come out that he killed all these people because they took a knee for the national anthem or something. You know? I just don't understand it. How many people need to die? And I understand that you're trying to do population control and all this stuff, but, you know, I don't have time for this. People can't have guns. There is no totalitarian government coming to get you. You voted for the totalitarian government. You voted for them. You already support them. They're only coming to get the ones that don't support them. You know, like 68% of us. But not you. Not you people with guns.
We can't turn this into a political discussion. People are dead.
People are dead because you won't have the discussion. There is not... You never... I cannot hear the phrase again that it's infringing on people's Second Amendment rights to have guns. That's not the Second Amendment. That's not what it says. It doesn't say that. It never once says that you own a gun. That it doesn't say that people are allowed to go buy guns in the store and have them for themselves. That's not what the Second Amendment says. The Second Amendment says if your government, if the government that you support, if the government wants to go to war and they need you to fight, or an organized militia, that's what the army is. If an organized militia needs you to fight, they will not send you into that fight without a gun. Nowhere does it say that you take ownership of that firearm and you take it home to, you know, to have. There's nowhere it says that. Oh, well, Jay, we need it for hunting. I bet you technology can figure out a way where it's not bullets, you know? Come on. We can figure out something. You really want everyone walking around with guns after every day something happens like this? Vegas. ISIS claims responsibility. Yeah, sure. And I fuck Cindy Crawford. I mean, seriously. I'm sick of this. Sick of turning on the news and seeing people get shot. Listen, if you start beef or something, that's one thing. But random people getting shot? Shoot people who deserve it. You know? Go to a Pearl Jam concert or something. No, I mean, but seriously, like, shoot people that deserve it. There are lots of people that should die. I'm not wishing death on anybody, but there's a lot of people that have committed acts against humanity that should die. I don't think any of those people were in Vegas. I don't think any of those people are in Vegas today. I didn't hear of any conferences of the evil geniuses of the world. But this is what... Listen, distractions like this happen. Things like this happen because A... What I just talked about, Republicans gonna repub and not discuss this idea that having guns is a safe thing. People don't want to discuss that. They say, oh, we gotta mourn for the people. And then when we're done mourning for the people, they don't want to talk about it. We need to change these gun laws. Gun control needs to be a thing. I'm sorry. It doesn't say that in the Second Amendment. Go read it. And you know what? Let's amend the amendments. That's what the word means. The word means it's a change made to something. So let's go back and amend it. And amend the Electoral College. Are you kidding me with this? This is the country we're in? You know what else? You know who else is in our country? The millions of Puerto Ricans that are... without power and aid in Puerto Rico. You know they're Americans, right? Could we not forget about them? Oh, Trump didn't forget about them. He started tweeting at the San Juan mayor, saying that, you know, she's an attention whore, basically, and that Puerto Rico owes Wall Street money or something, so they deserved it? I mean, in not so many words, that's what he said. That's what he said about the devastation. Royal Caribbean. True story. A Royal Caribbean cruise canceled their cruise to go to Puerto Rico with an empty boat to go get people. They went before the Navy. They went before the Coast Guard. They went before Trump. They're a cruise ship company. A cruise ship company. Are you joking? This guy says Puerto Rico's been in debt for a long time. Like, I don't... Do you... I mean, listen. This is the administration. They do things like that. They do things like when a hurricane happens. All right, that's already enough of a man-made distraction. Man-made, you know, because of global warming. And so we have that distraction. And I'm going to start beefing with the mayor of San Juan. Because I don't want people to start paying attention to the fact that I colluded with a foreign government to get elected. And I didn't even get the most votes. So I committed treason. And I didn't even get the most votes. And I'm going to sit here and pretend that I did. It's all an act. Can we check this 67-year-old guy? This guy who shot all these people in Vegas? Let's get his phone records. Let's see if he's got any calls to anybody in Washington. I'm not saying it's a conspiracy. I'm just saying that this, because Republicans don't care about gun control, people were murdered. And in doing that, in murdering people, created a distraction away from the 9 scandals involving Russia that special counsel Robert Mueller is looking into. I mean, how can you, like, this guy, when he sees a mass murder, he's happy about it because it's a distraction. When he sees a hurricane, he's happy about it because it's a distraction. And you people go on the internet and you defend the administration. You defend the regime. You talk about the stock market. The stock market. Listen. Just because stock... And the gun stocks are up, by the way. Stock and guns are up. Private prisons. All of the stuff that is Republican AF. Stocks are rising. So, yeah. Of course the stock market's high. Of course the Dow Jones is doing well. Of course it is. You think that's more important than race relations? You think that's more important than people not treating each other like pieces of garbage? A lot of these things are chicken and egg. And people, I mean, you don't know which one comes first. Well, you know, think about it. Man. So, as of 2 o'clock, Monday afternoon, I don't know of any... This guy is still a white American terrorist. Radical, white, American, possibly Catholic or Christian terrorist who committed an act of terrorism on Americans and other citizens, okay? It's also, in some schools this week, it's anti-bullying week. You also have somebody living in the White House bullying the mayor of San Juan, who is sitting in Puerto Rico, which has 90% of it doesn't have power, and people are stranded there, and they don't have food, and people are dying. People are dying, and they're Americans. They are American citizens. They're not a state, you know, like some of my Puerto Rican friends think. Like, one of my friends is a huge Trump supporter, right? Such a Trump troll on Facebook, you know? But he's Puerto Rican. So, when this happened, it's like, pray for Puerto Rico. But, you're not, but he didn't say anything about, you know, Trump is bungling this thing. Like, nobody, like, why won't the Trumpets admit it? Why won't they discuss when things go wrong, because there were like when Obama was president, there were things that he did that I wasn't a fan of, like, you know, not legalizing marijuana. You know, he could have did that. Yeah, I know that they allowed that, the Cole memo and all that stuff. Yeah, and when Jeff Sessions finds the Cole memo, he's gonna rip it up or he's gonna burn it because he's a little Keebler elf pyromaniac asshat. And he's going to make sure that he's going to take someone's civil rights away and asset forfeit that freaking Cole memo. So, all right, there were several things that Obama did that I wasn't happy with, you know? So I don't understand why the blind faith, and it's not, you know, why these people can't find their way home when they have blind faith in this fascist regime. Nepotism. Fascism. Did you know that Jared Kushner, this week, I found out that he used his White House, that he used his personal email for White House business. Wait a second. Emails? He sent emails? Oh my God. Lock him up. Not only that, he's also registered to vote as a woman. Now, I would never assume one's gender, okay? But I will assume that this is voter fraud. Somehow. I assume it's not an accident. There's a reason he's registered to vote as a woman. And we're going to find out that there's some more people registered to vote as the wrong gender when we turn up that Russian scheme. Trump did well with women, did he? Well, one of them was Jared Kushner. Just saying. But we're not talking about this. And you want to know why we're not talking about this? Because people think the Second Amendment means you can have guns. And because people think Puerto Rico is like some faraway land. It's not America. It's America. I can't anymore. When am I going to talk about music again? I don't know. Maybe. I mean, Trump's golfing. Trump's playing golf. And people think it's important about taking a knee. Like it has anything to do with the flag. Civil rights, civil injustices, civil justice reform needs to happen. We need to stop having... I need to stop seeing on the news that black kids get shot in their neighborhood where they live by cops that don't live there. White cops. And then those white cops don't go to jail. I need to stop seeing that. We all need to stop seeing that. And until we do, we're going to take a knee for the national anthem. Oh, well, you're going about it all wrong. Well, you know what? Here's what we tried to do. They tried, you know, to show it on... They tried to report about it in the newspaper. They tried to show it on the news. They tried to get body cam footage. We tried to use hashtags. We tried to start groups called Black Lives Matter. None of that worked. So you know what? Everybody's paying attention to the national anthem now. I'm taking a knee. And you should too. All right. I have to go. I'm mad. I have to go protest civil injustices. And I need to go stop people from getting their liberties taken away. I need to go inform these stupid Republicans on Staten Island how stupid they are and how lost they are in this freaking world. I have to go on Facebook and troll some people and then get trolled on. You know, I mean, listen, I had a really fun weekend, you know? I really did. But then I come home and I remember. You know, you turn on the news and you start to see, and you see, like 9 million kids lost their insurance rolled over because Congress forgot to vote on it, so they don't have insurance. I don't know if they fixed that yet, because we're not talking about that, because the Second Amendment, people think that that means you can have guns and people are getting shot. So, you know, whatever. You get what you give. You give people guns. You get mass shootings. They are the new radicals. The white American terrorists. Getting up on out of here. Before I do, let me give you a list of websites you need to go to help keep me in business. ConcertConfessions.com. That's where you get your live music, news, and reviews for the fans, by the fans. AndyDerer.com is where you get all your Derer Network podcasting needs. Jesse Unplugged, flagship show The Andy Derer Show, and the smooth, sultry tones of the Jay Parks Podcast. ChristinaRocks.com is where you get the new Time Warp playlist every weekend. Every Sunday. It's alternative throwbacks. You can follow her on Twitter at ChristinaRocks. Or go to her website, ChristinaRocks.com. No H in the word Christina. And of course, every week when there's music headlines, if I ever talk about music again, if we can go a couple of days in this fascist regime without making noise, maybe. Till next time, Wacky Weed and Warren Zevon. Late.
This has been the Jay Parks Experience. Thank you so much for listening.